So the final objective is to discuss strategies for dealing with HIT usability bottlenecks. So first, you must know your user. Watch your user. Listen to your user. If you don't understand the issues, it will be impossible to work to improve them. Your job is also to educate users on how to avoid buying and implementing systems that violate basic principles. Remember those six components of a usable system. Knowing that can help you to help them. Is error recovery easy? Is the system easy to learn, or is it so complex that every day the users will have to relearn what they did the day before? Does it do what they, meaning they, the users, need it to do, not what the vendor says they need to do? Ensuring adequate access to workstations or devices is imperative. When computers are in short supply, contention for computers can be very, very high in very busy clinical work areas, especially after like morning rounds. So this leads to workarounds, missed documentation, and enhances the chance of a medical error. Integrated systems that exchange data freely can reduce error. It's commonplace for users to have to log in to several disparate systems that contain just parts of a patient's record. This increases the cognitive load of users, forcing them to remember numerous passwords, to go on an information-seeking trek to find bits and pieces of data that's scattered across separate systems, and this ultimately increases the chance of error. This is a really big challenge in today's world of HIT, and maybe, probably will not be one that you yourself will be able to solve. However, as an HIT professional, part of your responsibility is to be aware of the usability bottlenecks, to critically think about how to reduce or eliminate them, and to advocate for interoperable HIT. Preparing for change and the learning curves that are inherent in systems implementation is also very, very important. Computerization of ordering can dramatically affect the care delivery process, as the patterns of communication, cooperation, and collaborative work must shift to accommodate the technology. So these sort of factors should be addressed before implementation. As noted in the reading by Campbell et al., productivity often improves over time in a well-designed system as users gain proficiency with the technology. It's going to be tough at the start. If it's well-designed, it will get better. Finally, a system developed with user-centered principles will model and support the workflow and support all groups of users. So health and healthcare involves a variety of users, including the patient and their family. And again, recalling the principles of user-centered design and usable systems, studying, understanding, and modeling the user base is the way to improve usability. A highly usable system will support the entire work process and the entire care team, not just a single user group.